Hello and welcome to episode 98 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I am Steve Webb. Today we'll read Numbers 10, Luke 5, and Psalm chapter 20 from the New English Translation. Do you love flavored coffees but prefer decaf? Well then, my friend, you have probably found out that it's nearly impossible to find decaf flavored coffees. I just went over to the website of that big coffee company whose name begins with an S and found a grand total of 8 decafs there, and none of them were flavored. The ones that were there were just various roasts, light, medium, or dark. Pinecone Coffee Company has 16 different decafs, most of them flavored. Flavors like hazelnut cream, mocha splendor, caramel island, and tiramisu dreams. 16 total decafs. Now you can indulge your craving for flavored coffee even before bedtime and not lose any sleep. Order yours today at pineconecoffee.com. Numbers chapter 10. The Lord spoke to Moses. Make 2 trumpets of silver. You are to make them from a single hammered piece. You will use them for assembling the community and for directing the traveling of the camps. When they blow them both, all the community must come to you to the entrance of the tent of meeting. But if they blow with 1 trumpet, then the leaders, the heads of the thousands of Israel, must come to you. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that are located on the east side must begin to travel. And when you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that are located on the south side must begin to travel. An alarm must be sounded for their journeys. But when you assemble the community, you must blow, but you must not sound an alarm. The sons of Aaron, the priests, must blow the trumpets, and they will be to you for an eternal ordinance throughout your generations. If you go to war in your land against an adversary who opposes you, then you must sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also, in the time when you rejoice, such as on your appointed festivals or at the beginnings of your months, you must blow with your trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, so that they may become a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. On the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle of the testimony. So the Israelites set out on their journeys from the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud settled in the wilderness of Paran. This was the first time they set out on their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the authority of Moses. The standard of the camp of the Judahites set out first according to their companies, and over his company was Nashon, son of Amminadab. Over the company of the tribe of Issacharites was Nethanel, son of Zuar. And over the company of the tribe of Zebulunites was Elion, son of Helon. Then the tabernacle was dismantled, and the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari set out, carrying the tabernacle. The standard of the camp of Reuben set out according to their companies. Over his company was Elizur, son of Shedeur. Over the company of the tribe of Simeonites was Shelumiel, son of Zurishaddai. And over the company of the tribe of Gadites was Eliasaph, son of Deuel. And the Kohathites set out, carrying the articles for the sanctuary. The tabernacle was to be set up before they arrived. And the standard of the camp of the Ephraimites set out according to their companies. Over his company was Elishama, son of Ammiad. Over the company of the tribe of the Manassehites was Gamaliel, son of Pedazur. And over the company of the tribe of Benjaminites was Abidan, son of Gideoni. The standard of the camp of the Danites set out, which was the rear guard of all the camps by their companies. Over his company was Ahiezer, son of Ammishaddai. Over the company of the tribe of the Asherites was Pagiel, son of Ochran. And over the company of the tribe of Naphtalites was Ahira, son of Enan. These were the traveling arrangements of the Israelites according to their companies when they traveled. Moses said to Hobab, son of Reuel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, "We are journeying to the place about which the Lord said, 'I will give it to you.' Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things for Israel." But Hobab said to him, "I will not go, but I will go instead to my own land and to my kindred." Moses said, "Do not leave us, because you know places for us to camp in the wilderness, and you could be our guide. And if you come with us, it is certain that whatever good things the Lord will favor us with, we will share with you as well. So they traveled from the mountain of the Lord 3 days' journey, and the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord was traveling before them during the 3 days' journey to find a resting place for them. And the cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they traveled from the camp. And when the ark traveled, Moses would say, "Rise up, O Lord, may your enemies be scattered, and may those who hate you flee before you." And when it came to rest, he would say, "Return, O Lord, to the many thousands of Israel." Luke chapter 5. Now Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing around him to hear the word of God. He saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and lower your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we worked hard all night and caught nothing, but at your word I will lower the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets started to tear. So they motioned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so that they were about to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For Peter and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish that they had taken, and so were James and John, Zebedee's sons, who were Simon's business partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on you will be catching people." So when they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came to him who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he bowed down with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean." So he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing. Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then he ordered the man to tell no one, but commanded him, "Go and show yourself to a priest, and bring the offering for your cleansing, as Moses commanded, as a testimony to them." But the news about him spread even more, and large crowds were gathering together to hear him and to be healed of their illnesses. Yet Jesus himself frequently withdrew to the wilderness and prayed. Now on one of those days, while he was teaching, there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting nearby, who had come from every village of Galilee in Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with him to heal. Just then some men showed up, carrying a paralyzed man on a stretcher. They were trying to bring him in and place him before Jesus. But since they found no way to carry him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down on the stretcher through roof tiles right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Then the experts in the law and the Pharisees began to think to themselves, "Who is this man who is uttering blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their hostile thoughts, he said to them, "Why are you raising objections within yourselves? Which is easier, to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, stand up, take your stretcher, and go home." Immediately he stood up before them, picked up the stretcher he had been lying on, and went home, glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God. They were filled with awe, saying, "We have seen incredible things today." After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax booth. "Follow me," he said to him. And he got up and followed him, leaving everything behind. Then Levi gave a great banquet in his house for Jesus, and there was a large crowd of tax collectors and others sitting at the table with them. But the Pharisees and their experts in the law complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them, "Those who are well don't need a physician, but those who are sick do. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Then they said to him, "John's disciples frequently fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees, but yours continue to eat and drink." So Jesus said to them, "You cannot make the wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them, can you? But those days are coming, and when the bridegroom is taken from them, at that time they will fast." He also told them a parable. No one tears a patch from a new garment and sews it on an old garment. If he does, he will have torn the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine will burst the skins and will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. Instead, new wine must be poured into new wineskins. No one, after drinking old wine, wants the new, for he says, "The old is good enough." Psalm chapter 20. May the Lord answer you when you are in trouble. May the God of Jacob make you secure. May he send you help from his temple. From Zion may he give you support. May he take notice of your offerings. May he accept your burnt sacrifice. Selah. May he grant your heart's desire. May he bring all your plans to pass. Then we will shout for joy over your victory. We will rejoice in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I am sure that the Lord will deliver his chosen king. He will intervene for him from his holy heavenly temple and display his mighty ability to deliver. Some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we depend on the Lord our God. They will fall down, but we will stand firm. The Lord will deliver the king. He will answer us when we call to him for help. May God bless the reading of his word. I wonder what those trumpets sounded like. They must have been quite loud for them to be heard above the din of a million or so people. And you know how some people say God is just a crutch? Well, he's more than that. He's a physician. He's a whole hospital. Jesus said, "Those who are well don't need a physician, but those who are sick do." Well, I've got no problem admitting that I need him every day of my life. How about you? And David said in today's reading, some trust in chariots and others in horses, but we depend on the Lord our God. Amen and amen to that. Thanks for being with me today. And thanks to Dell and Kathy Brixey, proprietors over there at pineconecoffee.com. 16 different decafs. Go order one now. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.